Morning. How are you this morning? I'm in typical chipper mood today. Just firing up the kettle again to have a coffee. I've had a tea this morning.
Just put this here a sec.
Wanted to have a little bit of a virtual yellow post-it note via audio, really. I think I've turned a corner. Timing, I guess. I think for the last couple of weeks, probably even month, my timing has been, as Hombre Libre Eel's latest album will attest to, my timing was off. And I think my timing's back on again. I don't know if it's because my head's clearer. I don't know if it's because I'm dealing with those personal chips on one's shoulder, which, you know, the spirit guides at that psychic night definitely had an effect on me. Because I am a thinker, big thinker. And so I do like to run things over and over and over in my mind. I think a lot of people see it as being very calculated. I sort of play on situations and calculate it. But it's just that my head's always worked on lots of different parallel universes. It seems to have lots of different outlooks. And just recently, I've just got used to the idea that that is what makes me. Instead of battling those layers of my mind, I'm starting to just allow them to breathe. And trying to be more subjective and stand back and be also very, you know, organizing my approach. Instead of having so many visionary ideas, you know, you have to remember, I have been in this computer scene for a long, long time, since early 94, 95, probably earlier than that, probably only on the internet from 98, 99. And so I've seen a lot of change. I've seen communication methods change, the way people talk to each other change. I've seen the rise of video blogging. And I was watching briefly last night, this morning, the video blogging chat, which was on yesterday, which I missed because I was at the Greeky. And just seeing how some people have moved on, some people haven't. And it was quite a wake-up call for me that where I was and where I've come to and why I've pushed myself to do that. And you recognize the fruits of your labors by doing that, by the things that you have in your life, the structure you have in your life. And that's not stuff you have in your life, not the materialistic stuff, not all the gadgets and toys and bits and bobs and the landfill that we're populating our houses with. I'm talking about the real good stuff. You know, Ella, just wonderful child with a heart of just extreme love, you know, like immense amount of it. And Sam growing in stature and confidence, and from when I first met her when she was quite young, and I was reasonably stupid and young. And, you know, for where we've come to now and how she's progressed, I love progression. I think as a human being, if you don't force yourself to learn and progress and be more knowledgeable and more accommodating of people in your world, then you're really a shit human being. And you really need to just, you know, pick yourself up, collect yourself, gather your thoughts together and say, actually, am I doing enough? Am I doing it right? Am I holding myself back and the ones I love by not being a certain way? And you just have to take it on the chin. You have to just take it on the chin that is a failing that you have not recognized and you need to sort out. And when you find it and you approach it head on, you can get shit done. You can get shit done. It's great. So I'm pretty chipper. You know, there's a lot of things that remind me, little nuggets of things that constantly remind me. I've just had a bit of a Sunday mash this morning, 5 tracks from a whole cross-section of back in the day to right up to date. It's over on projectswebmedia.com, which is supposed to be my businessy site, but it's really turned into almost like a daily live stream video, audio, textual video mash. Eventually it will become what I'm working on day by day. I want to find a pipeline system so I can produce little clip videos every day and put them up, you know, worked on this, done this, this is in the labs, testing this, play with this, what do you think to that? But I want it a really easy way, and I want it as on many devices that I've got as possible. I would so die for a flip HD, any HD, Kodak, whatever. Two things I need. I need it not to be shit on the microphone input, and I need it to have the ability to post to the web. The first company that builds that product will dominate this marketplace. And that marketplace is the ability for people to post videos to YouTube as quickly as, say, this Audioboo. You know, I know that Audioboo have got Videoboo, and it's cool, it posts to YouTube and all that sort of stuff. But I'm talking about in the firmware, almost like an Android for video or a Linux for video, in the firmware of the phone, downloadable settings from different providers of video. You know, everybody's worried about their brand, you know, the Seismix, the Quik, the top box of the world. But really, you know, they should be embracing the fact that HTML5 is here. You know, it's got open video support, which, by the way, open video is nowhere near where it needs to be in terms of having a decent set of encoders first would be one thing. Or there's not, a, you know, the major video hosting sites don't have that option of exporting or taking your content and producing it as open an open source format. I guess, I guarantee you the first one who does do it will be Blip, because Blip are awesome like that. Yeah, so where I was going is basically I can't wait for the day that I have a device that I power up in less than a couple of seconds that gives me the ability to record, and then once I've finished it says Wi-Fi available, open access point, I've checked the bandwidth upstream, downstream, this is what I can do. You know, not one of these ones where you connect to an access point and you can't get out from it because it's a cash register or something. You know, I'm talking about having a selection menu. Do you want to post Seismic Top Box? Do you want to send it to Ping FM and I'll send it to everywhere for you? That's when the world will be able to communicate with each other via video. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine being able to have in the firmware, you know, sending a video out and then literally it's just sitting in your pocket like your mobile phone, and you open it up and you can play back the video replies that people have replied to that video. Fuck me, that is like the Jetsons, you know, for video. It's epic. As you can tell, I'm in a good mood. And I've not even had coffee. What am I going to be like in 10 minutes? Do you care? Do I care that you care? Not really, because I'm fucking hyper and I'm loving life right now.